Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Jim with the big biceps.
Well, I wish they were bigger.
I'm sure you do.
Every man does, right?
Every man does want bigger things. Let's just leave it at that. So we've got a great show here tonight.
We do. We've got a guest.
We
do. In the studio.
He's in the studio. And, Jim, you know, you need to get over here and act like you like me so people can see you. You know, I'm just glad that he is able to be here in the studio with us.
Chuck Jones in the house.
Chuck Jones is in the house, and Jimmy's got a tremendous story of tragedy to triumph and a story of faith. And we always like those faith stories and a story of healing.
Right, and he certainly has done some healing.
He certainly has, and he's just got a great, great story, and we're going to hear what he has to say. He's going to take us through it from beginning to end. Of course, Chuck is a local person here in Valdosta. He's been a painter here for many, many years. But, you know, my real connection with Chuck is not that. But, you know, he worked out at Backtrex Fitness, Wintersville, where I worked for many, many years. And he is a bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder.
Right, right. And he has won several shows in his classification. And unfortunately for him, he suffered a just tragic accident, a very serious accident.
He did, and so we're just grateful that God brought him back from near death and could have been a whole lot worse. I mean, we walked him to the studio a while ago, and he just looks like Chuck Jones to me. He just looks awesome. He looks great.
It was good to see him.
It is good to see him going strong again. So we're going to be bringing him on the air and on Facebook Live with us here in just a moment. But, Chuck, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a good evening.
Well, they're going to have a good evening, and they're going to just be wonderful because they're going to be listening to your story of tragedy and how God brought you back and how your faith has made you stronger and better for the Lord, Chuck, here in just a moment.
Amen.
But, Jim, we're going to be talking about a serious subject, even maybe more serious than Chuck Jones's faith and his story, but, you know, sugar.
We'll talk about some of the dangers of sugar, too much sugar. And we'll talk about what are some of the sources, where are you getting all that sugar that you're not supposed to get, and what are some of the dangers, and maybe some ways to avoid that.
Yes, and artificial sweeteners, because those two can attribute to whatever could be ailing you. Or not.
Or do they? Right.
Or do they? That is the question. Yeah. Do the artificial sweeteners harm us?
The research is mixed.
Right. It is mixed. But we've got a lot of people online with us today. We've got Randy Stokes. We saw Sam McCord. Thank you for joining us. Hannah Jones, thank you for joining us. Michelle Marie, thank you for joining us. Sarah Hewlett, it looks like, or Marlett, sorry about that. Thank y'all for joining us here live on Facebook. We'll bring Chuck Jones on live here with us in just a few moments. So, but, you know, just a lot going on here. We had a great show last week with Robin McCord and her competitive ladies, OCB pro champions in bikini. So what a great time we had with them.
She brought her whole team in.
She brought her whole team in. But we've had a busy week this week working on NPC Night of the Gladiators.
That's coming up just a few weeks away.
We are 7 weeks away. Saturday we'll be 7 weeks away from showtime, working hard with the Valdosta Lounge Tourism Board. Want to give a big shout out to Jade Walton, I believe, and all their crew there. They are just really helping us. Try to get the word out about this show. We've got competitors coming from Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, and, of course, Georgia, and a lot of local competitors.
Right, and we'll also have some special guests, and the spectators are going to be in for a show.
They absolutely will. I've begun to tell everyone, but Miss Iris Davis, IFBB Pro, 78-year-old one of the oldest competitive bodybuilders in the sport, will be here with us, and she is going to be posing for us and be part of our meet and greet. So definitely you want to come out and see her, 78 years young.
And I'm told that there's a push to get Guinness Book of World Records to accept her as the oldest competing female bodybuilder.
That is correct. So we're going to try to help her maybe do that and help promote her while she's here in South Georgia with us. But just real excited. Jim, we've got some great sponsors. We have Sculpt 24 that just got on the bandwagon with us today. And
Bandwagon.
Okay. I do have a brain injury, yeah, so we were my tongue gets tied.
We were over there today, and it was nice to meet those people at at Sculpt.
At Sculpt 24. Bad word, Jim, you said. So thank you to Emmanuel and Sabrina.
Sabrina and Emmanuel.
Sabrina and Emmanuel. I'll be posting some videos with them. But, of course, we want to thank Crunch Fitness. They are another one of our sponsors for NPC Night of the Gladiators, as well as Wintersville Fitness, Melissa and Sean Eichenberg, and Valdosta Bike Center. And our title sponsor is, of course, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Tracy Livingston.
Yes, and certainly glad to have her support.
Absolutely, we are. And we want to welcome Brock Mann. Thank you for joining us. Michelle Marie, thank you for joining us live on Facebook. And I want to say a big shout-out to Chick-fil-A, because they are going to be with us and be providing food at the venue on Saturday night, August the 27th, at Mathis City Auditorium.
Good. So have some Red Owl in the morning and Chick-fil-A later in the day.
That's right. Because families and kids are going to be there, and they're going to get hungry and thirsty. So we thank Chick-fil-A for that corroboration. I'll get it out in a minute. See, Chuck, you're not the only one that stumbles through life right here with these brain injuries. I do it too. And so and thank Red Owl, because they're going to be providing great coffee. We hope they'll bring those golden owls with them, Jim.
Oh, yes, those are so good.
They certainly are. That's not a cheap habit to get into. If you drink one of those golden owls every day, even the medium, you're going to be spending over $100 a month on coffee. I mean, I'm going to be spending $100 a month on coffee.
I think it's worth it.
Oh, okay. You heard it from Jim. He said it's worth it for me to spend $100 a week on, a month on coffee.
I actually meant for me, but.
Oh,
I didn't clarify, did I?
It's all about you, I see.
I didn't clarify, so I guess you got the green light to get your $100 worth of golden owls.
Golden owls. Those things are delicious, and I like the iced ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the only kind I get.
So, we're just excited about NPC Night of the Gladiators and all these great people that are coming on board with us. We've got Chuck Jones here to tell his story here in just a moment, but anything else before we take a commercial break and then bring Chuck on, Jim?
That's all. Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is 105.9 WVGA. I want to say hey to Brock Mann right there and Patty Hodges. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a great story. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eichenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Jim, who do you have over there? Let everybody wave it.
All right, Chuck Jones is here with us. And Chuck, we were talking about just briefly a little bit about what had happened. Didn't get into detail because we don't want to steal all your thunder here. But first of all, you know, we did mention that you are a competitive athlete. Yes. And that you were doing competitions. Tell us about the competitions that you did.
Well, mainly my competition I did was around the Fort Walton area, and they were national qualifiers. And I've won, I think, about 6 national qualifiers and just really didn't go any higher than that. I just really enjoyed the sport. And just it's really amazing how you can eat properly and good and work out, how your body can really transform. It's just amazing. Really fascinated about that. But anyways, that's a sport I really, really do like.
Now, of course, men's divisions are bodybuilding, classic physique, and physique. And which classification were you?
I done bodybuilding and classic physique.
Okay, and do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'll be 63 August 3rd.
You'll be 63 in mm-hmm. August. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck, so your accident was in January 7th. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, it was a Friday, just a normal day, getting ready for work. And, you know, I spent my life being on a ladder, up on a roof, and, you know, there is danger in it, but I guess I didn't take enough safety. The fall could have been prevented, but my crew was really complaining, we're never going to get done painting this job. And I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to paint this job myself. And I went up on the roof without a spotter. And, you know, I fell on concrete 30 feet in the air. And thank the Lord, I don't remember the fall or anything. That was a blessing.
So you were on a ladder, and from 30 feet up, mm-hmm. you fell back and mm-hmm. smacked your head on the concrete steps.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Right. Yeah, I landed on it's one of them falls, just being in that type of work, if you're a roofer or whatever, it's one of them falls you look at and you're like, there's no way anyone would be able to live through that. And by God's grace, I did.
So did you lose consciousness?
Yes. I don't remember anything.
What's the next thing you do remember?
I remember after maybe 2 weeks, then I saw my family by my bedside, and they were just looking at me smiling. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And they just laughed, Dad, you fell. I like, Well, I do that a lot. Those, no, you had a bad one. And so anyways, they said, do you know where you're at? And I said, yeah, I'm at Sherwin Williams Paint Store. And they go, no, Dad, you're in South Georgia Medical Center. I'm like, no way. So, but then what was really through the whole process is my family stayed by my bedside and prayed for me and held my hand. And, you know, they all took shifts.
Yes.
Doing that. And that, you know, that right there is, that's love. You know, through my accident, doctors would come in and they would say, you're a living, breathing miracle. And I'm like, really? They go, yes, you shouldn't be here. And just hearing that, but then having the love of my family and my friends in Panama City, they're family to me. But just experiencing that in itself was so amazing. It just can't put it to words.
So were you in a coma?
Yes.
You were in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember that a lot of your Facebook friends, that, you know, the word was going out on social media. You know, everybody pray for Chuck. And we found out, Maria and I found out what happened. And, of course, we were praying for you and put you on the prayer list at church. And yes. I'm pretty sure a lot of the local churches did the same.
Yes. And that, you know, once you, it's amazing how you can see much better when you're in the dark. And then when the light of Christ shines, it's just like, it's overwhelming. I seen miracles, and I was the miracle. I seen love of my family, my friends, that helped me out financially. And just, I'm like, you don't need to do that. I said, no, we want to. Or I'll see someone at a restaurant, and they're like, Chuck, I can't believe you're walking. And they would hug me and start crying. And then they'd start sharing their time that, you know, I shouldn't be here either. But it was just experiencing the love of people and experiencing God's love and mercy and grace. It was amazing.
Also, Sean and Melissa Eikenberry there at Wintersville, I know they had a book laid out there where all your friends could go in and just write you some words of encouragement and mm-hmm. sign their names there, and someone carried that to you. Do you remember that?
Yes, and that, you know, just, it's amazing how a kind word like that, when you're going through something like that, it just lifts your spirit. And I will say this, that, you know, with my Christian walk, it's always been back and forth, and I try to get a hold of it. And you know, my prayer was, Lord, you got to do something. You got to step in. I need your help. And I said that prayer, and a week later, I had that accident. Now, I feel like if I wouldn't have said that prayer, I may not have lived through that accident. You can be in best shape you can, but when you hit your head on concrete 30 feet, that goes out the window. But I really do believe God heard my prayer, and through that, he did step in. It may not have been my way. I mean, if he would have told me his plan, I said, Lord, can we do it next week? I'm not, or, you know, put up. But anyways, through it all, I don't remember falling. That's a good part. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. That his ways are not our ways. But I will say this, and I mean it wholeheartedly. That accident was the best thing that ever happened to me. The reason being, it humbled me. That Thursday in the gym, I'm working out with 405 doing squats for reps. And then 2 weeks later, I can't even stand up on my own. That was humbling. Sometimes in our life, we need to be totally stripped of things that, Lord, I'm not prideful in that, but maybe I was. But through that, it made my faith grow. I seen miracles. I seen his love, love of people. And it's really, really has changed my life. And, you know, it's one of them things now I pray, I say, Lord, why are you being so good to me? I mean, even through a tragedy like that. But he's just a good God. And anyways.
So how long were you in the hospital?
Right at a month I was in the hospital, yes.
And did they do surgery?
Yes, they did a craniotomy. My skull was all incaved. And what a craniotomy is you know, it's brain surgery. But what they did, they had to pull my skull apart, and clean it, and piece it back together. I had that. I had vertebrae that were fractured, neck injury. I mean, I shattered my wrist to where they put that back together. I mean, just so many things. But yes.
So the brain injury was obviously a big concern, but you had multiple injuries.
Yes, I did.
Obviously.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. And it's amazing that, you know, when I got out of the hospital, I was glad to be home. And then I really, after about a month, I really got thinking about everything I went through. I was on a ventilator. I was on life support. It was scary. I said, Lord, I could have died. But I'm so glad he gave me another chance. Because he is a God of second, third chances.
Amen to that, Chuck.
He is.
Maria, you probably are hearing some things that you can relate to.
Oh, definitely. Of course, I didn't have an accident like Chuck. You know, I knew I was going into surgery and what happened, but, you know, they told me that I was going to be back to work in 3 weeks. That was 3 years ago. And I haven't been back to work, not real work, and I never will go back to real work. And I'm left with some disabilities, Chuck,
Yeah. Like
you. You know, I think that's the challenge for me now, just like I'm sure it's the challenge for you.
It is.
And you talk about, I teared up a while ago when you talk about, you know, maybe you were prideful in your physical body. I'm sure that I was prideful in mine. And the Lord, I don't say that the Lord took it away from me, but he allowed things to happen that brought me back to my knees to help me understand that,
yes.
You know, the pride that I had in my physical body was only, I shouldn't have had that because he had given me everything that I'd had. Mm-hmm. And my health, my looks, my ability to work and enjoy the fitness industry over 40 plus years. And, you know, I think at some point in my life, I took it for granted. And so I don't take it for granted now, Chuck, just like I know you don't take it for granted.
Oh, no, I don't. They say, well, it'll be a year. You should be healed up. And that's quite a while. But I am able to go back to work. I started back to work, only working an hour a day. And then I built from there, and it's hard. And, you know, there's a song, a Christian gospel song, by Cutlass, the group. And it's called What Faith Can Do. And there's a part in the song, it says, don't matter what you heard, impossible is not a word. It's a reason to not try if you believe in the possible. Some people like, it's impossible. But they don't even try. But if you take impossible is not a word, and you try, it's amazing what you can do. I mean, my goodness, I'm back at work. I'm working 4 hours a day and getting stronger when I shouldn't even be doing that. But
well, I hope you're not back on a ladder.
Yeah. I'm not 6'5", okay?
Well, Chuck, you brought a friend with you, and we just briefly got to introduce her when we walked in. But what really resonated with me was you said she's a nurse and she took care of me in the hospital. Introduce her and tell us who she is, because I'm going to bring her on the air with us.
Okay. This is my friend, Penny. She is really, we've been friends for many years.
Yes, we have.
And it's really amazing. There's a little bit more to my story, which I'll share it real quick. But the house that I was living in, I would rent the back of it, then someone would rent the front. Well, what happened was there was a water leak underground that formed black mold where the city condemned the whole house. I had a weekend to move out of my house, not only my personal stuff, but my business and everything. I'm like, who do I call? What? And I said, well, I'll call Penny. And she said, you come on, bring your old raggedy painters, and I got room. But, you know, but through that, I didn't have my accident then. Then shortly after that, I had my accident. And so she's been amazing.
So, Penny, you've been taking care of this old guy.
He takes care of me, too.
You know, I can see that. I can see that. And I know Chuck, knowing the kind of man that he is, I'm sure that he is. But, you know, what a blessing for you to be able to nurse him and to help him regain his health.
For the record, I was never his nurse in the hospital.
You was to me.
I have nursed him since then, but not in the hospital. But if you know Chuck, he's larger than life, and he's brought a lot to my life, too. And I really can't say enough about the type person he is, and then watching his transformation has been amazing. He's always been a good person, but he's really, really good person.
Well, I can see that his walk with the Lord has become a lot closer. Chuck, I know that you always loved the Lord.
Yes.
I always knew that about you. But, you know, something happens to us in our spirit when things happen to us physically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took that for me, and I think it took that for you, too.
It really did. You know, when I tell the story, they're like, well, my goodness, I'm not going to pray to get close to God. Well, it's not like he's going to have you fall off a roof, okay? But for me, I'm very stubborn. But yeah. When I believe in something, you're not going to waver me. And God had to do something over the top, because I have a tendency of being over the top when I do something. It's going to be the very best, but you know what? But that was the perfect thing that I needed to draw me close to Jesus, because I seen miracles. I seen the love of Christian people. I seen friends. And if you read the Bible in 1 John, it's all about love. And that's what Jesus is. And, you know, the best way I can describe it is being at your own funeral, but you're not in a casket, and you get to meet all the people that showed up for your funeral, and they're saying the things they wanted always to say to you.
Right.
That was amazing. And I can finally talk about it without,
right,
you know,
breaking down. Well, yes. Preacher Jim, that might be a sermon for you coming up here.
I think I'll just have Chuck preach.
I think you will, too. It's an amazing, amazing story. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Chuck, and then we're going to be right back and finish up this great story of tragedy to triumph and the love of Jesus and your fellow Christians, Chuck. You've said that Amen. More than once, and I just hear it resonating from you. And, of course, this sweet girl, Penny, over here, we got to get to the bottom of what's really going on, Chuck, okay? Here, right
well,
on.
I will say this. She does not like Fords, okay?
She doesn't like Fords?
No. She picks on my Ford.
Oh, well, that's a nice-looking little Ford, Chuck, you driving out there. I kind of like that.
Yeah, she makes fun the way the motor sounds.
The motor sounds, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back after this. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is, don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Well, Jim, what a great story with Chuck Jones. And, I mean, it brings back a lot of memories for me. I think we have a caller on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Jim. Ken here from Wintersville. I just wanted to tell Chuck that we miss him at the gym, and I miss picking his brain on different body parts, and I hope he can make it back in soon, and really enjoyed listening to the interview.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm sure that he does appreciate his Wintersville family, right, Chuck?
Yes. Yeah, that's my family, and I'll be getting back in there. It's a slow process, but and I will be training there, too. So you'll see more
of
me.
Tell him to hurry up and get back in there. I need to pick his brain on a couple of things.
All right.
All right.
You heard it, Chuck.
I heard it.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Chuck. Good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Well, you're missed down there.
Yes.
Well, you know, Maria, I heard a couple of amazing things here from Chuck. One is his faith, obviously, and to hear him say that accident may have been the best thing that ever happened to him.
It was.
Who would have said that, you know, other than this man? Amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, Chuck, tell me this. Where are you now? Are there any types of things that are a challenge for you? Do you have pain on a regular basis? What's life, daily life for you like now?
Well, you know, being 63, there's some pains with that.
Whether you fall off a ladder or not, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck, let's admit that. I turned 63 in a few days. Let's don't admit that, Chuck.
Oh, man, you're right. but yes, there's some challenges. You know, just doing yard work. We did yard work Saturday, just moving limbs. That I was huffing and puffing. I'm like, my goodness. And, you know, things like that. But the conditioning will come back. My strength will come back. And there's some challenges with neck injury and the head injury. And Maria can testify to this. But sometimes it feels like my head's on sideways because of the accident. But other than that, I'm normal. I do get a little dizzy every once in a while, a little nausea, but that's going to go away, I really do believe.
Nothing you can't handle.
That's right.
Chuck, do you have any memory loss?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow, you're blessed. No. I have trouble with long-term memory loss. I recognize people. I know that I'm supposed to know them, but I will not be able to call their name. Now, once they tell me who they are and how I know them, right, then it's like those neurons connect, and it connects all the dots. That's what I tell people. You know, right. I just – and so that's a little frustrating for me. And, of course, after 3 years, you know, this is probably just going to be my life. I just had to – I had to relearn how to ride a bicycle. I was falling off a bicycle, Jim. I cried, had hurt my knee, hurt my elbow, hurt my – you know, but now I can – pretty much, can I, Jim, stay on the bicycle?
Right. The long-term memory was gone from when she rode a bicycle years ago. Mm-hmm. And so she did not remember when the bicycle stops, you need to put either the right foot or the left foot down, and she wouldn't remember to do that, and she'd just tip on over.
Oh, did she do what our president did?
Sort of.
She pulled a Biden. Yeah, she pulled a Biden.
Oh, I'm going to kill both of y'all. I'm going to get both of y'all.
Hey, we're going to tag team up on you.
I can see that. I'm going to have to move you back down over here in the corner, Chuck.
I'm used to that.
I don't know that Biden's had a brain injury. I think it's, in his case, no. It's just because he's 110 years old.
Yeah. But you know, I really do believe that.
Bless his heart.
I really do believe that I'll get back whatever normal was for me. Hardest thing is not being strong anymore. That's very humbling because, Jim, you know how it is. When you're fit, you're working out, the blood's pumping through your muscles, and you're walking, and, you know, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah. It'll come back, though, Chuck.
You will.
You just got to be diligent. And well, time will bring that back. I was the same way.
The doctor told me, he's like, no, you can't be lifting no free weights. You only can do machines. And I looked at him and I said, you mean I got to be one of them? I know.
Well, it's better to do that, though, than to do the free weights and lose your balance or get sick or hurt.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we are 63. Do what we can do now. And be the best that we can be now going forward. There's some exercises I don't do. I don't do behind the neck squats. I don't use the Smith machine to do squats or anything. I don't put any pressure on my neck or back.
Right.
It makes me dizzy. It makes me sick. I don't do it. So I find other ways to do things. And you will too. I have no doubt that you won't come back, Chuck Jones, because I know that you will.
And, God spared my life. And he did it for a reason. And now I have a testimony. And a testimony is you went through the test.
That's right.
And
you came out better on the other end.
Yes. Because there really has been a change in my way of thinking, my thought. And I love renewing my mind in the morning with a cup of coffee, my devotions and reading. It's just such a good feeling.
One of my friends posted something last week, and I even shared it at church in the pulpit last Sunday for a minute. But, you know, we all think, oh, you know, I have to do this. I have to wash the dishes. Penny, I have to wash the clothes. I have to go get the groceries done. I have to go to the gym. Well, you know what? If we change our way of thinking and say, I get to do the dishes, I get to go to the gym. You know, that changed me, Chuck, because all of a sudden I realized, you know, I get to cook supper for my husband. I get to be Jim Wells' wife. I get to be the mother of all these six children and four grandchildren, the grandmother. I get to go to the gym now. You know, when you look at it that way rather than I have to, it changes your whole mindset. I get to share my testimony with people, and I get to tell them what God has done for me.
Right.
And I, to me, that just resonated with me, and I just – it wasn't necessarily said in that content on Facebook, but I took it I took it far like that because, you know, I just appreciate those things, what I get to do now, because I could have, just like you, You could be an invalid. You could not be working again. You could be flat of your back, feet being fed through a straw.
Yes.
You could have lost all your memories. You wouldn't have been able to talk or walk ever again. But you get to do these things now. You get to give your testimony. You get to be blessed. You get to be happy. You get to tell everyone what God has done for you.
And you know, through the accident and the process, my relationship with my daughters and my son is perfect. I text them in the morning. I say, good morning, you know, and I just tell them I love them. I text them at before they go to bed, and I tell them I love you, because I have the chance today to say that. And before, I wouldn't take the time to do it. Now it's a priority.
Absolutely.
And it's they're a gift.
Right.
And
our priorities have changed, haven't they?
Yes. My goodness. They have.
Well, Chuck, what a great testimony. And we thank you for coming and telling your story right here on Fit Talk.
I enjoy you, too. I enjoy doing this. You guys, you two have always make me smile.
Well, thank you.
Right back
Jim
at you.
Jim doesn't make me smile all the time, but most of the time.
On a good day.
Well, we're going to be talking about sugar, and Chuck, we're going to let you come down here, and we're going to see how bad the sugar is and how bad artificial sweetener is or isn't. And we're going to take the last commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And let's say hello to Rick Roberts of Crunch Fitness. Hello, Tucker, from over in Alabama. Tucker, we hope you'll be coming our way August the 27th at the NPC Night of the Gladiators. And Barb McBride, thank you for joining us today on Fit Talk. Well, Jim, yeah, we're talking about sugar. I've had a little bit of experience with sugar, insulin resistant. They had to put me on some medication to help me. And, you know, it is helping me. I'm feeling better. I'm losing weight. And so, you know, in a lot of cases, sugar is not our friend.
sugar actually occurs naturally in all foods that contain carbs, fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy. But those foods, you know, think about fruits and vegetables, they have so many things that are good for you, you know, fiber, minerals, and et cetera. So the problem, Maria, comes in with added sugar. That's what we really want to avoid, is added sugar.
Well, you know, added sugar or sugar, period, too much sugar can be one of the greatest threats to cardiovascular disease. And, you know, that was one of the problems that I had as I got older and hormones, I became insulin resistant. So my body was not processing sugar correctly. And that caused a problem because the more sugar you eat, the more you want. And I wanted carbs and sugar. And that wasn't healthy for me.
Right. Excess sugar's impact on obesity and diabetes is well documented. But one area that may surprise many people is their taste for sugar can have a serious impact on heart health.
We got a caller. Let's see who it is.
Yo, yo, it's Sutter Girl.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I just told Jim a minutes ago at a commercial break. I text Amy Sutter. I didn't hear back from her. I don't know if she's
called. Might be on vacation.
She might be on vacation. She might be avoiding me. She might not love me anymore. I don't know.
Oh, for the love. You know that last couple was not even a thought. Come on now. And even if I was on vacay, I'd make time for y'all.
Oh, right. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, you know, I know that you know. That you know about dieting, exercise, sugar, competition prep, IFBB Pro, Amy Sutter, trainer, extraordinaire, just watch her on Instagram, on the, what do you call it, your weekly wrap-up.
The weekly wrap-up.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
I'll
have to watch that every Friday. I just love that, Amy. So I know you know about sugar, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes, and I'm sure y'all talked a lot about it before I've called in here. So
actually we haven't. Actually, we just started. So
just getting started on the topic.
Just getting started on the topic, but you know.
Excellent. Well, what was really cool was, it's really wild. I promise you this is not staged at all. I have literally been thinking, I was like, you know, I know I've done a little bit of digging between looking at honey versus sugar. So that's kind of been at the front of my brain here in the last couple of days. So I was like, when you sent me that text message, I was like, no way. I mean, don't get hit out of my head. You do not want to get in there. You get lost and get confused. It's crazy. I get provoked with thoughts I didn't even mean to have and get scared. So anyway, so I was going to put a little twist on it. If you haven't put honey in the mix, I know you're looking at artificial sweeteners and sugar. And yeah, we've all been told that sugar is evil, it's the enemy. And to a point, that is true. But it all boils down to the fact that we have to have some, because without glucose in our life and in our cellular level, we are not going to have energy to do anything. So it's
that is correct.
All about keeping the right amount. And I, you know, it's such a cliche, moderation, moderation, everything in moderation. And I think I did a weekly wrap-up on that y'all can look back at. But it depends on how you define moderation. But to a point, sugar's bad, but you got to have a little bit. And even in times of contest prep, I'm not saying this was often in a, let's just say, average 15-plus week prep into a stage event, but you, depending on how things were going, we would have what we called a refeed meal. Because I'm just not a fan of the industry's other terminology, which I feel is just so negative, the cheat meal. Because you're not cheating. It is part of the process. You've got to reboot your metabolism. And, you know, people talk about plateauing, right? And the scale's not moving necessarily either way. You're stuck in a rut. But usually that's due to the fasty way, and it's not sure. So it starts going in that little mini starvation mode where it just holds on. And doesn't let go. And you've got to reboot by having or incorporating a real source of sugar. Now, we're talking one meal. It's called a refeed meal, not a refeed weekend or month or week.
Gotcha.
It's one meal where you might incorporate, you know, your week. Your body's like, oh, this thing. But like I said, that was not often. It was few and far between. But there were times where that was really part of the process to keep yourself leaning out and working toward eight. So there's a place for it.
Well, you know, honey is still sugar, even though it's honey,
That's true.
It's natural, and your body still processes it the same way that it processes white sugar.
Well, I'm going to differentiate a little bit from you because that's why I was intrigued about it, because that's what I thought I had seen. But there is a little bit of a difference with honey and how your body looks at it. It doesn't process it as fat because honey, actually, unlike white sugar, is not empty calories. It has vitamins and minerals in it. So that actually slows down the rate of the body processing it. And that's really what, if you talk about, I don't know if y'all talked about the glycemic index yet, but usually you want to have a lower glycemic index rating for things that you're eating or ingesting to keep your sugar lower. And so honey is just a fraction lower. I'm not saying they're that different, but there is enough of a difference that it is lower that it's going to be, it's easy to absorb. The body can easily digest it, but yet it still digests it slower than just full-on white sugar. So there's some really good benefits to honey in terms of, you've probably talked about this a little bit, or everybody's aware that you can get local honey from wherever you live if you have allergies to pollen, and it's going to help you build your immunity because you're getting a little touch of all the different pollens in your area that the bees have made the honey from, and you can kind of boost your immunity, have a better allergy season, not as many reactions to that.
I've always heard that also, about the local honey. That's interesting.
Yeah, and what I just learned was it's really, it's got antibiotic characteristics, antibacterial characteristics, but it can actually be used as a topical ointment for helping healing your wounds. If you cut yourself, scratch yourself, whatever, put honey on it. But rather
never,
not good, or
never heard that
it,
before ever in my life.
I know. I had never either. And, the next time you cut yourself, put some honey on it because that antibacterial property of it is going to help it also stay more moist and like a salve would, and help it heal faster.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I kept getting in my body was inflammation. And when you overeat sugar, it causes inflammation. That's what causes cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes. And as I began to get off sugar these last 3 months, because I found out I had chronic kidney disease, which I hadn't even talked to you about this, Amy.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Stage 3A. My whole diet had to change. And so we'll have to have a girls' night, stay up all night, August the 27th, to talk all about all this. But
well, hey, you're going to love me even more. I mean, because I know y'all love me already, but you're going to love me even more with this honey situation, because honey, maybe you haven't heard about this either. Honey actually reduces swelling and inflammation because it draws water from the tissues.
Oh, awesome.
So,
and that's good because other forms of sugar, added sugar, can actually lead to inflammation, chronic inflammation.
Exactly.
So that's good to know about the honey.
Yeah. So there you go.
So just in case people don't know, you know, here are some of the things you might want to look for on food labels that are different forms, different types of sugar. And again, we're not saying you can't ever have these things. Just be aware. Be aware, and moderation is the key, right? Brown sugar, corn sweetener, corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate. You know, when you get fruit juice, you want 100% juice. If you see things like fruit juice drink, fruit juice concentrate, or cocktail, those words mean added sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
High fructose corn syrup, Amy mentioned honey, malt sugar, molasses, and just about anything that ends in O-S-E, dextrose,
that's right,
fructose, glucose, lactose, maltose, sucrose, sugar, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, one last thing about honey and healing. It also helps you with a cough. It's a good cough suppressant. But to your point on juice and bringing up fruit, fructose, which is in fruit, again, the O-S-E, O is O's sugar is sugar to a point, that's another reason why you really need to minimize your consumption, or that moderation word comes up again, when it comes to ingesting fruit. And it's way better to be eating the actual fruit just to get more fiber in the mix than to be drinking the juice of it. Especially when people are getting different yogurts that have fruit in them already. They typically have a bunch of fruit syrup with the fruit, and it's just adding more sugar. So it's always better to just get your plain Greek yogurt and add your own
fresh fruit. That's
help
right.
Control that. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's a list. Where does your added sugar come from if you're the typical American? 42% soda, energy drinks, and sports drinks. Your drinks.
Yeah, you know, Powerade and Gatorade have added sugars, Amy.
Unless you get the sugar-free. Mm-hmm. Right?
Unless you get the zeros.
Right, yep. Right. And so that's 42.2%. After that, grain-based desserts. So I guess that's like cakes and donuts and cupcakes and such, right?
Right.
That's almost 12%. And then fruit drinks, we mentioned that, 8.5%. And then in smaller percentages, 5% and on down, it goes dairy desserts. Oh, my goodness. You know, hey, I can avoid a lot of these other things, Maria. The sweets, not really my temptation. That's not a big thing for me. Until we get these dairy desserts, and, you know, I think about that chocolate Wendy's Frosty. Maria called me one time. I was at the house. She said, hey, I'm here at Wendy's. What size Frosty do you want? I'm going to bring you one. I said, do they have a 5-gallon bucket? But, yes, ice cream and those types of things. So then also candy, ready-to-eat cereals, and then sugars and honey. Ready-to-eat cereal. You know what? I'm glad that our tastes change. One of my favorite cereals I can remember when I was a young kid, Lucky Charms. And now you think about those stars and hearts and all that. I couldn't stand that. Now that's like just putting a spoonful of white sugar in my mouth, which is way too sweet. I have no desire to eat Lucky Charms, but that used to be one of my favorites.
I like Frosted Flakes, which has got these flakes with sugar on them. Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Oh, come
yeah.
on. Fruity Pebbles.
I didn't like no Fruity
Back
Pebbles.
Back in the day, I was a Fruity Pebble. Ooh, love a Fruity Pebble.
But listen here, this is interesting to me. I wanted to get this in quickly. I got this, just came across this accidentally from the Washington Post. Now, the Washington Post, not one of my go-tos for current events and politics, but this had to do with nutrition, so maybe it's okay as a source. Tamar Haspel, Washington Post. The title is, Diet Soda is Fine. And three other food truths it's time you believed. And don't ask me what the other three is because I don't remember and I didn't jot those down, but you can look that up. But one, diet soda is totally fine. She says there is zero evidence that diet soda is bad for us unless you count the big observational studies. Now, observational studies, you know, they don't manipulate. There's no, you know, like a control. They just observe. And say, okay, based on what we've observed, we think this. In those, yeah, diet soda correlates, not necessarily causes, but correlates with everything bad, cancer, obesity, diabetes, just for starters. She says, but a funny thing happens when you actually feed people artificial sweeteners. Nothing. Unless you count losing a little weight. And she goes on to say that, you know, there's actually no scientific proof where they actually tested humans. You know, now back in the 70s, you know, they did studies with rats with saccharin, and ever since then everybody's like, oh, artificial sweeteners causes cancer, does this, does that, does that. Well, you know, so there's a lot of artificial sweeteners out there that are not saccharin, for one thing. And
Splenda.
Splenda
is my go-to.
Yeah.
Right.
Splenda is sucralose, right?
Right.
I think it's sucralose.
Right.
Which is, of all of them, I've always been schooled that sucralose was like the best of, you know, next to maybe stevia, which is more of a natural sweetener from the stevia plant. But then sucralose will be the next in terms of the best of the artificial.
But, you know, these studies, these observational studies, you know, let me give you an example. You could say, oh, look, we looked at these people who use sunscreen on a regular basis. Uh-huh. Oh, guess what? They tend to get skin cancer more than your average person. Well, it's because they're putting on the sunscreen and then going out in the sun.
Hours
at a, you know, nobody's saying, oh, the sun is there. No, it's the sunscreen causing it. You know, what if they put on the sunscreen and stayed indoors? You know, that she questions the reliability of the observational studies. So basically she's saying there's no hard evidence, you know, that says that the diet soda is hurting you.
Just like anything, you should observe yourself.
Oh, yeah.
See how artificial sweeteners impact you. Some people get headaches.
Yeah.
There's some adverse reactions you may have that you make your own observation of how your body responds to them, which you should do with any program you're trying or anything new you're trying. Because guess what? All those studies out there, neither you nor me, in most occasions, were a part of them. So how are you going to know until you try it on yourself? So you can use that as maybe a gauge to whether or not you want to try something. But at the end of the day, you just need to observe how it impacts you and whether it works for you or doesn't, and then make your decision accordingly.
Well, Amy, thank you for sharing your thoughts, and all good things must come to an end.
And I think this show has come to an end, but we will talk soon again, Amy Sutter.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Y'all have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks, you too. And thanks to Chuck Jones for being in the studio. And what else, Maria? Any final thoughts?
Just keep the faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.